From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters. Last month, the chairman of the Idaho GOP, Dorothy Moon, sent out a newsletter taking issue with an initiative petition currently circulating here in Idaho. Now, if this petition gets enough signatures, it would put a choice on the ballot, allowing voters to decide if they want to require open primaries in our state and also change to a ranked choice voting system. Now, as of yesterday, January 10th, the Idahoans for Open Primaries group had gathered just more than 54,000 signatures from around the state. They do need about 63,000, including a percentage from 18 legislative districts. So in the newsletter, Moon told her readers that the petition is a bad idea, saying if you've already signed it, you can recant your signature. So we wanted to know, can you do that? Jacqueline Kettler is an associate professor of political science at Boise State University, as well as the director of New Leadership Idaho, and she's here to help us figure all this out. Jacqueline, it's always nice to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's start with the initiative itself. It basically does two things. It would open up all primaries here in Idaho, and we should let people know the GOP primary is currently a closed primary. And then it would also change the way we vote to a ranked choice system. So, Jacqueline, can you explain to us a little bit more about how that part of this petition would work?
Yes, I think that's a great question. And a lot of this initiative is similar to how Alaska has reformed its elections. So that's kind of a nice comparison here. But basically, by opening up the primaries, the top four candidates would advance to the general election. And then in the general election, ranked choice voting would be used, where voters would rank the candidates. And it basically works as an instant runoff. So if no one candidate receives 50% of the vote, then the lowest candidate, the candidate with the lowest proportion of the votes would drop out. And those vote there, the second choice, those voters' second choice would then be allocated to the other candidates, and we go through that until a candidate receives 50% of the vote.
Okay, so at this point, as I mentioned, Idaho's for Open Primaries has just more than 54,000 signatures, and they do have until May to get the rest that they need. So how hard is it to actually get an initiative on the ballot here in our state?
It's pretty difficult, especially compared to states like Oregon, where the percentage of the vote you need is tied to voter turnout, and it doesn't have geographic requirements. And here in Idaho, it's tied to voter registration, which means that's a higher threshold, and then also having to achieve that 6% in 18 districts means that you really do have to have support for the initiative throughout a good portion of the state.
So GOP chairwoman Dorothy Moon has made it very clear she does not like this petition. She's called it, quote, attack on our way of life. She also says it will change the rules to allow, and I'm quoting her, quote, more moderate and liberal candidates prevailing in primaries, unquote. So with that said, Dr. Kettler, she's urging people who have already signed the petition to recant their signatures. So first off, I've never thought about this, but I mean, can you actually do that once you've signed a petition?
You can. And what I didn't realize is it looks like this is a fairly new addition to Idaho election code, in that a bill that was passed in 2020 added in the ability of citizens to have their name withdrawn after signing such a petition. I'll note that only four states allow this process: California, Idaho, Utah, and Washington. So I think it is a lesser known action, in that it seems to be fairly new in Idaho, and it's fairly rare in terms of the number of states that allow it.
So how do you then remove your signature from a petition like this? Because as you mentioned, it's kind of a rare thing.
Right. And so it's not especially easy. I mean, it's fairly easy, I guess, if you immediately realize, oh, I don't want to actually sign this and strike your name off the petition. But if you decide, like, you know, a week, 2 weeks, whatever later, oh, I don't actually support this, or I didn't fully understand what this was proposing, and now I realize I don't support it, you would need to submit a written statement to your county clerk, whether it looks like you can do that in writing or electronically. Basically a signed statement that you want your name to be removed from the petition and that you would need to include enough information to identify, you know, so that the county clerk can identify and match mm-hmm. that you to your signature.
Right. So that someone can't just go in there and say, I'm so-and-so, and then their signature gets removed.
Right. There needs to be some verification of identity here. It also, it's a little unclear. It says that this needs to be done after the signatures are submitted to the county clerk, but before the county clerk verifies the signatures, which county clerks have to do within 60 days of them being submitted on the deadline, which would be May 1st. So, you know, I have some questions on whether can you submit before they're actually submitted to the county clerk, or do you need to wait and, you know, till that has been submitted to the county clerk and then submit your statement?
Okay. So you have questions. I have questions. So Jacqueline, I think that that brings up another question. Have you ever heard of someone asking people to recant their signatures on a petition?
So I hadn't, but I did some research, and this actually came up in Utah in 2018, where there were several efforts to get people to rescind their signatures on a couple proposed initiatives. And on one initiative, enough people actually did it that it didn't qualify for the ballot. And so there is precedent for this happening in another state. I think it doesn't seem to be the easiest process. So it does require people to do a little bit of work to get their signature removed. So the easiest thing to do at first to oppose a proposed initiative would just encourage people not to sign it. But there does appear to be an example of where this type of suggestion has been successful in another state. Mm.
So is this a smart tactic by the Idaho GOP to make, say, look, this information is inaccurate, recant your signature, instead of just saying, putting their efforts towards if it gets on the ballot, right? Because we're not even there yet, if it were to get on the ballot, to use their time and efforts to just get the folks who are, their advocates, right, to get voters who align with them to not vote for it.
Right. I think that's a really key kind of question of tactics here. And how do you really want to oppose this proposal? And in Utah, what some of the people organizing the movement to rescind signatures said, that it was really their way to oppose the signature gathering process. And so they liked that it provided an opportunity to, to share why they were opposed to it, and kind of have a key tactic in that way, rather than just mm-hmm. waiting for it to be on the ballot and then fight it. I think that is kind of a key question. I guess it isn't easy to get something to get an initiative on the ballot. So if you can keep it off, I mean, there's already a decent chance you can do that. And so, that makes it easier perhaps to oppose it, since it is kind of difficult to get it on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. Would you guess that many people will follow Moon's advice and have their signature removed from the petition, in particular when they figure out that it's not a simple process of just saying, like, take my signature off?
Yeah, at least right now, it seems to be a pretty big ask of people to go through this process, unless there's like a form that's kind of provided right. And, detailed instructions, first step, do this, second step, do this. But it looks like, and Logan Finney had shared on Twitter a handout that was going around this past weekend at some of the Republican stuff that said, quote, declined to sign. And so I wonder if right now maybe Dorothy Moon and the Republican Party is shifting a little bit to, well, let's first stop people from signing. Then we have this mechanism to have them withdraw the signatures. If we need it, then we'll try to encourage people to do that.
Well, I would think there might be then a concern. Let's say that this initiative does get on the ballot, right? When you've asked people to recant their signature, and maybe folks think that they have, wouldn't this then potentially bring up a whole other can of worms if it gets on the ballot with people saying, well, wait, I know I signed it, but I didn't want my name on it?
Right. I think there's already a few kind of confusing elements in a few different ways. I think how this mechanism plays out will be really interesting. First, as you mentioned before, do many people use it? If they try to use it, do they do so successfully? Is it clear if their signature is removed, and how do you know if it's removed or not? It does say that the county clerk is supposed to attach these statements to the petition after they verify it and submit it to the state, so that maybe that's where people would be able to check whether their statement went through and their signature was removed.
So bottom line, just a big headache for all of those county clerks in all 44 of our counties.
Yeah, I mean, that's also a good point, depending on how many people try to have their signature removed. I do think, like, you know, it is, I think, just a broader question. And I think for some voters, they might be like, well, maybe I don't support it now, but I just won't vote for it if it gets on the ballot, as opposed to voting for it.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. Well, as always, Jacqueline, love having you on. And this was a fascinating conversation. So really appreciate your time today.
Always glad to join.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.